We had a Zoom call yesterday with our employers.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it from home because it was late in the day. And, of course, we're here early.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're on the Zoom call, and it's going fine. And we're talking about all that businessy sort of stuff. And we're on the couch, and you and I are listening together on one phone on the Zoom.
Yeah, that's what we usually do.
Well, of course, Rick the cat is lurking around the house. And I really appreciate it. He's very sweet because he just wants to spend time with us. And he's a cat who is unlike any cat I've ever met before, who is at the door wagging his tail waiting for you. I mean, he really is as darn close to a puppy as you could possibly
have.
He's
a weirdo.
He's very strange. But he wanted to be a part of the action. So I kept kind of, you know, playing with him. He's on the floor and I was reaching over and they couldn't see one of my arms and I was petting him on the floor just to try and keep him. Of course, he jumps up. And then I tried to keep him just on my lap, but he wanted to crawl, which is what he does. He'll crawl up your shoulder. He wants to stand behind you. He's a maniac.
Yeah.
And so he comes right through the frame on the Zoom call. One of the big honcho guys on our call goes, "What was that, a gerbil? What was that?" I was like, "No, that's our cat." But then I thought to myself, that would have been a mutant gerbil, the biggest gerbil anyone's ever seen.
No.
Because Rick is about 20 pounds.
What did you actually say after that?
I said it was Rick the cat wanted to be on the call.
No, right? You said, "Have you ever seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the secret of the ooze.
Where they turn all the animals mutant and they're huge.
That's how the little turtles turn into big pizza-eating ninja guys. Same thing. That's how silly it would be if that was a gerbil.
I'm just so glad that was referenced on our Zoom call with the head honchos. Have you ever seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2?
It's a great film.
No, Robbie, we have not seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 from 1984.
That, first of all, no, it's not from 1984. Secondly, that film features a sequence with Vanilla Ice.
Oh, wow.
Ice, Ice Baby.
Winning.
What more do you need? It's Robbie Rochelle, intern Vince, ready, set, reporting for duty on the air. Everywhere. So Wednesday, also known as
Hump Day.
Look forward to that every single week. Doesn't that make you feel good? Put a little smile on your face?
I guess.
That's almost bursting my vocal cords. Yeah.
I feel like I'm beaming with joy every week to hear him do that. And this is a little tradition every Wednesday morning. Have everybody write down just a little stream of consciousness, a couple of, the weird thoughts, the first thing that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. We call this pre-coffee thoughts. This will get us over the hump.
Yeah.
See what we're thinking this morning. Lifetime warranties really mean the company's lifetime, not yours.
Oh, that's so true. And not fair. There should be a clause in there. That's not fair.
You've had some experience with this?
No.
Well, yeah, I have. I mean, Toys R Us closed, and I still got a bunch of toys that are broken that I need to return.
Exactly. Where you at now, Jeffrey?
Now, wait a minute. If you bought a toy and you broke it, you can't bring it back and have them replace it for you. That's not how that works.
If it has a lifetime warranty, you can. That's what a lifetime warranty is.
What toy has a lifetime warranty?
I don't know.
Well, my Buzz Lightyear did. It is infinity and beyond.
Uh-huh. I don't think that's a warranty.
That's true.
That's a catchphrase.
I'm just still feeling a little bitter because Jeffrey's gone. It's very sad.
Well, he's not gone.
The heck is Jeffrey?
Jeffrey the giraffe. What are you? You are not a true fan.
You're not a Toys R Us kid.
Get out of here.
I was thinking of another Jeffrey.
Not that Jeffrey. Come on.
There's this D-bag I sat next to in school. That's a Jeffrey I was thinking of. Having lots of saved passwords is the modern version of a huge key ring on your waist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I have keys. I don't even know what they're for. Is that not true? There's one or two keys. I don't know what they're for. I assume they're from like five jobs ago. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think most people have that. Well, I know I do. So maybe not most people, but I certainly have a couple keys on my key ring that are either from a house that I never gave back or...
You've also got the little swab. From 50 different places from
the key fob?
Yeah. Sam's Club, from the grocery store, the gym.
All 12 gyms that I belong to.
Blockbuster Video for some reason.
I wish I had a Blockbuster Video on there. It'd be awesome.
These are pre-coffee thoughts. Therapists lose their clients by doing their job well. Road rage would probably decrease if car manufacturers made their horns sound hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
You imagine that?
Yeah.
Ooga!
That would make me mad. I'm not going to lie.
Bachelor party is more appropriate after a divorce than before a wedding.
True.
Yeah, that's probably true.
True.
Yeah. I think you should have had a bachelor party not knowing you were going to get married, because then it's out of your system and you're ready to settle down and get married. So sow your wild oats and then don't be a single person anymore.
That's called your 20s.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I don't know why we have to have one more crazy night like that before you get married. Oh. You should have done all that already before, because you're already committed to somebody. I'm treading on very thin ice here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Beep, beep.
Just kidding. You know, when you're stepping on a piece of ice, you can see the water underneath the ice. That's how I feel right now. It's like a scene from Call of the Wild.
Yeah.
The first person to make popcorn must have been seriously freaking out. Who knew? It was like you said the other day, because I had surf and turf for dinner when it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago. And you go, who was the first person that's in the ocean or something and sees a lobster and goes, I should eat that?
Yeah.
Those are ugly animals.
They're ugly.
I guess they're not animals. What are they? Crustaceans.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's like the spider of the sea. I'm good.
All right, the spider of the sea.
Free coffee thoughts. Well, there you go. Speaking of food, you went to pick up the groceries yesterday. And you're big. I mentioned you've got the little key swab thing on your, you're big into the car side to go now.
Love it.
And this is not because you know, I know there are some people who still have fear, you know, going out. And that's fine if that's your deal and you want to use the car side. Okay. Yeah. But that's not your deal. No. I wouldn't say you're lazy either.
No, it's just
that you get very overwhelmed, you get sweaty, you get stressed out when you're in the supermarket.
Also, it's so convenient, and I am that person who will go into the grocery store and buy unnecessary things just because I see it or it's on sale or I'm like, oh, this might be good, and it's just, it's not good for anyone.
Like, you and I go to the store together, I see stuff, and I'm like, oh, that looks good, let's get that, and then you end up spending more money and buying stuff that you really don't need or should be eating.
Right,
you
know? So buying the stuff online in advance, I have, you know, my weekly menu, what I need, that's exactly what I get.
My menu.
I do. I make a menu every week. I do, because you're like, what are we having for dinner? So I have to know what I'm having. You've told me before you want a list of an itemized list of items in the refrigerator on the fridge so you know what's in there.
Well, I would, because then you give me grief if you go, you know, I bought you those grapes you wanted and they rotted in the back of the fruit drawer.
All
well,
you gotta
I didn't
do is look.
I wouldn't remember that they were there. And, okay. And I will say we have a fridge now that's a little, the doors are higher.
Yeah.
Because when I have to bend over, I can't see. It's just too much.
So anyway, I do. I have a menu. So I just order my stuff online and I can just schedule a time and pick it up. And most of the time, it goes really well for me.
It did not go well the last time you were there.
No.
And you got a free gift card out of it because they were late. They forgot items. There were certain stuff. It was a mess,
they
right?
They substituted things that were not like the same thing at all.
Vinny, have you ever done this car side to go thing? Like
no,
when you make the,
I refuse to.
So you like to go in there and touch the food, see it. I'm like you.
I'm not like touching every little thing. I make sure this is. No, I mean, I just go in just because I like to obviously look at what I'm getting.
Sure.
Plus, I'm never positively sure what I want until I go in there.
These melons are so supple. That was the noise of a man who's done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But anyway, so you kind of gave the guy a hard time.
I did.
I thought he was very nice because I heard the conversation over the phone. He was very apologetic. He gave you a gift card.
He did.
So you saved $25 on your next purchase.
I did.
I thought they treated you very well, but
they
you were super aggravated by the whole thing.
Well, I was because I had to go all the way back to the grocery store because they forgot like 10 of my items charged us for it. So I was upset. I probably overreacted a little bit.
All right, fair enough. So then, you know, we get through that grocery and it's time to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So she fills out her menu, gets the notification that groceries are ready, goes to the store.
The guy remembered me.
It's you.
He did. He was like, oh, I made sure I got everything for you. Don't worry. Because I walked in the back because they just tell you to open your trunk and you're just supposed to put it in. Well, I walked in the back and I was like, I'm just going to make sure everything's in here.
Yeah,
in
like
case
I said,
run back in.
I think this is a thing that goes on now because there are people that are afraid of having contact. They want to stay apart and all of that and fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you get up and you help him load in and you, it's like you're a foreman on a construction site showing him how to do the job.
Well, I just have a specific
check.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
I just
check. Milk, check.
Did you say lotion?
He really wants me to
know
buy
why
the lotion.
The first thing I thought
of.
Yeah,
he likes you to buy it so he can commandeer it, steal
he
it, here,
it
here at the office. But you know that these people were talking about you. You're like,
know.
Oh my God. Hey, how's your day going, Drew? Oh my God. There's
I
this
know.
Lady.
She's back.
Oh my God.
Well, now I have to be careful, though, and I was very thankful and apologetic because these are the people who are touching our food. So, like, I guess I never really thought about it, but when I went back to the store and got my stuff, he's like, I made sure we got everything this time for you.
And
like,
listen, I know I'm giving you a hard time, but as you know, you get Cheerios and they give you the store brand. That's fine to do
that's
a supplement.
Fine.
But when you ask for butter and instead they give you whipped cream. I mean, there really is a problem.
Well, and the biggest one for me was coffee, because that's my most important item, and they gave me whole beans. And I'm like, what do you want me to do with this? You want me to walk on them to like grind it up? I don't have a grinder.
You've got a crate with live chickens in the back. Enjoy your Parmesan.
Exactly.
All right, on the way, 720-920, hashtag mom.
Parmesan.
750, a he said.
She said.
And I don't even know what else we've got planned. I'm going to learn right alongside you. Thank you, as always, for sending these into us. Just go to our page on the website, any of our socials. We like to share fun events going on, especially as the holiday season is upon us, from Halloween to New Year's. Sometimes we get charity events, people trying to make a difference or give back. Those are always great to share, too. Support our troops. 5K happening this Saturday, Wolf's Pond Park, Staten Island. Race starts at 10 a.m. Awards for the top finalists in both the girl and boy category, male or female category. Register online at completerace.ticketleap.com for all the info. Halfway to St. Patrick's Day, Irish Festival is happening this Saturday, Mount Holly, starting at 11 a.m. That's a good point.
Yeah.
The halfway point to St. Patrick's Day.
That means we're
already halfway to spring. Come on.
Get you thinking ahead.
They'll have Irish music, step dancers, and a whole lot more. Hey, if you're feeling the luck of the Irish there, mounthollyparade.com for more details. I'm auditioning to be the little guy in the Lucky Charms commercial.
There you go. The Irish guy, or the Italian guy pretending to be the Irish guy. I like it.
Wow. Throwing a little shade back, huh?
Listen, I'm Irish. I can say it.
I know. Clearly yesterday, if you heard us trying to read Italian off a wine bottle, you know just how proud of my heritage I am. It's a total disgrace.
Did it very proud.
So I thought I'd ruin yours, too. Hey. Oh, these are my lucky charms. Why you be eating them? Trick-or-treat and safety with the boo-through. Happens at the Ocean County Mall parking lot, October 29th, starting at 4 p.m. Prizes for the best top three decorated cars, tomsriver.org, for all the info on that. So I like all these events where you don't have to go house to house, because I feel like it's a lot harder now. You got people have these big lawns.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to go up there, a little teeny walk through the grass.
Right. You definitely get more candy when you just have to go from this car to that car to this car to that car.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So there are many options here, because it is harder to go from door to door these days to trick or treat. Just a couple things we thought you would like to know this morning. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. You're going to the pumpkin patch this afternoon.
So what's, don't remind me.
Don't remind you.
Are you taking your younger siblings? Because you're the oldest, right?
Yeah, no, I'm second oldest, sorry.
Okay.
I was thinking about my older sister. Sorry, Megan.
But you're the one that gets stuck taking your younger siblings' places, right?
Sometimes when I finally show up.
Are you taking them, or are you taking your girlfriend, or what is this about?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah, is this like a test run, or?
No.
Maybe. Could be.
That's a great point. This is kind of be interesting to see you and her with youngins.
Right. Well, then again, my siblings are like old enough now where they're not like little kids. I mean, they are children, but.
How old is the youngest? Isn't they like 8 years old?
She's probably like 10 now, actually.
I love that you say probably like.
He doesn't know.
How is this possible that you don't know how old they are?
Look, I lost count. I'm not going to lie.
Mom keeps popping them out.
Is your mom coming too, or is it just you and your girlfriend taking the kids?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, I think this is very nice.
That is very nice. Do you have room in your car for all of them?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
I feel like you pull up with your girlfriend and these kids, it's going to look like there's a kidnap situation going on. Pulling up in your red beater.
But then again, I realize, no, I look like a kid too. So, nope, they definitely will think we're all siblings.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I don't care what you say, but your girlfriend in the back of her mind. I'm going to go ahead and say this.
Okay.
She's a woman. She's going to be thinking in her head, how would he do as a father? It's going to pop in her mind.
Great.
So this is going to be going on.
Did you say not great?
Not great.
That's not true. That is so not. You've already taken initiative to take your younger siblings to the pumpkin patch. I mean, that's a big deal.
No.
Your mom's making you do this. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom's making you.
Sadly, I offered to go with them. Then they said, well, we can't go. You can still take the kids if you want.
Oh, yeah. So this started out as I'm going to hitch a ride with mom, and she's going to pay for everything for me and my girlfriend on our date, and it becomes this. Is that what I'm getting at?
I never intended her to pay for me, the kids, yeah.
Uh-huh. So now are you paying for the kids, or is she giving you money?
They better come up with some cash, or they're not getting a ride.
And sometimes this being an all-day deal. You go to one of those places that's a farm. They've got the petting zoo. Mm-hmm. They've got the country store. They've got the actual pumpkin patch. We took the kids to a place that had a little, they set up a train.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they set up the little steam train that goes all around the patch. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing there in the wind like a jerk for 30 minutes while the kids are having their train ride.
See, the place we're going isn't probably like that nice. It's more like a creepy Michael Myers farm.
Oh, well, that's great.
Well, doesn't that sound
like it? What a lasting memory you're creating for your siblings. So is it just a pumpkin patch? Is there nothing else to do? There's no apple orchard cider?
No, there's orchards and stuff. There's a few different things. I just really don't want to go. I'm not in the mood for that kind of stuff. I don't like, I don't mind carving pumpkins and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to go out and pick them and walk around.
Do your siblings want to go? Are they excited?
I think so.
Okay, I would say, because why don't you just go to the grocery store and go pick up a couple pumpkins and then offer to carve them?
No. My girlfriend refuses.
Oh.
She wants an all natural pumpkin.
Well, wait a minute. They sell actual. Is that a pumpkin that hasn't shaved?
Like, what does that mean?
No, she just wants to pick it herself.
She
wants to feel like, you know, back in the day, picking pumpkins, not going to the store and buy them.
The patch is right here. It's at Walmart. That's where it is.
Weird, twisted fairy tale.
Right in front of Lowe's.
Right.
We've got actual pumpkins with the dirt still on them.
Yeah. You can still pick your own pumpkin there. You don't have to, like, just, you're not just handed one.
I don't know that I've ever carved a pumpkin before, by the way.
It's not fun.
No, I don't think I've ever done that.
Hold up. Robbie, you're telling me you've never carved a pumpkin?
No.
Robbie doesn't like to get dirty. He doesn't like lotion. He doesn't like oil. He doesn't like goo. Like the goop in there, that would not, he would not do well with that. I'm telling you.
Hey, Rochelle, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know how people cut those triangles in such perfect shapes. I would never be able to do that.
You got to draw it first. I can't. You draw it on the pumpkin first, and then you carve it out with a knife.
I don't have the patience for that.
You don't.
The thing would come out looking like a Kardashian plastic surgery gone wrong. You know what I mean? We are Robbie and Rochelle with intern Vince. We did this once before, and I'm amazed how many of these clips there are. If you search this hashtag, Reddit's got it, BuzzFeed has got it, there's TikTok videos. There is a trend where people, especially if they're working a job they don't really care about, you know, it's like a part-time job in retail, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a career, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
People will quit their job over the PA system in the store. So oftentimes
epic.
These are department stores or home and garden shops, that kind of thing. Well, I don't know what else to say other than you just want to hear some of these.
Yeah. Right,
so this is someone quitting their job.
Attention all at home shoppers. This whole ass job. Thomas Woods. Karen's. Y'all can take whatever y'all want, because at this point ain't no security in this bitch. I quit. You and this job, I quit.
Much drop, baby.
Nah, go email that.
Oh man, that's great.
You can take whatever you all want. There's no security. That's amazing.
That's probably not true, by the way.
Of course not. That's still illegal.
So that's a horrible thing to say.
That's so funny.
Can you imagine you're just looking through the...
Oh, I would have died laughing. That's hilarious.
What are you looking for? Lampshades? What are you buying at that place?
Right.
And this guy comes on. Attention, shoppers.
You're like, oh, man.
You think you feel good about that decision when you walk out the door?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think that's a decision you think about before you do it.
I think a lot of people think about telling someone to go shove it, but then to actually do that is crazy.
But how epic will it feel when you're like, you know what I did one time? Guess what I did? Also, I posted it so you can see it.
All right, let's try one more.
Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week.
You can do this.
I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bogus write-ups and my job. Management... this job.
Wow.
That guy definitely thought about it because he had the first part of that before he like went on the...
That was like a manifesto.
Yeah, he had that written out. He was reading from a piece
like
of paper.
Like the Unabomber or something.
He's in the break room scratching this down.
Writing this whole thing out and then like he's giving a presentation in school. I learned that...
This place sucks!
George Washington crossed the Potomac. Have you ever quit a job? Extraordinarily like that?
No.
Spectacularly?
I wish.
I have.
You
have? Still getting up the gall, too.
Listen, I will shut you down when you try that, pal, so don't get any ideas, okay? I will shut you down. You were stuck
on
here.
Air. Attention, all listeners.
Vince, out.
Yeah, what would you say to listeners if they asked you what it's like to work for me?
Long pause, and then I'd say no comment.
Ah.
That says it all.
Like he's, you know, he's a politician trying to weasel out of a scandal.
Yeah, something like that. When, what job did you quit like that?
I quit a job where I came in, and I was very unhappy with the situation. I said, I'm quitting. I'm going to do this. Because I had something come down the pike, and I was going to try and do both jobs. And the guy's like, you can't do both. You got to pick. And then I came in. I'm like, I'm going to quit. He's like, well, you can't quit. You're fired. I was like, well, I just quit. You can't fire me. So that was pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, I'm not on the PA, you know. I'm not at Denny's telling everybody while they're trying to eat their breakfast.
You should have. That's awesome. Yeah. There are several jobs I wanted to quit like that, but I never did. I wish I had the guts to do that.
Ever ended a relationship? I mean, that's kind of like quitting a job. When you were dating?
In epic fashion like that?
You ever be like, F you, I'm out of here?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100% in a relationship, yeah.
More than five times? Less than five, yeah.
Yes. No question.
Well,
I haven't even had that many relationships.
You know, it's almost hard for me to remember what we used to talk about every morning at 7:20 and 9:20 before we did hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Now, to be fair, this started as quarantine confessions at the beginning of COVID because there were people in the house. And, of course, none of us had ever experienced anything like this. So we were like, what is it like? What are you doing? Are you eating peanut butter out of the jar on the couch? What are you doing?
I don't need COVID for that, okay?
But we realized we started getting more and more messages just from moms who were stuck at home with the kids all day.
Yeah.
And that's how we got here to hashtag mom. And we thought it'd be fun for maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. And here we are a year and a half later, and there's just moms every single day sharing what it's like to be a mom using that hashtag in our socials. And so we share them right here. It's kind of like a little distressor, you know?
Sure.
Just could breathe in,
yeah.
Breathe out. This is like an on-air Le Mans class.
Said the guy who's never been to a Le Mans class.
Listen, I read periodicals.
Okay.
I've seen pamphlets and brochures.
Sure. Cassie Knight said, it's just not a big deal, said my clearly delusional husband when we switched his kids' lunch boxes this morning.
I think my last vice president of whatever said the same thing to me.
It's just not a big
just
deal.
Just not a big deal. Let it go. All right, boss.
Laura Oliver Twist said, parenting is about having open communication with your kids, mostly through a closed bathroom door. And Spaced Out Mama said, pretty ironic the fact that my daughter is expected to dress in a different theme each day for Anti-Violence and Drug Awareness Week at school, which makes me want to both commit violence and do more drugs.
A lot of confessing there.
It's quite a confession.
She took confessions quite literally. I feel like the Department of Children's Services are going to be at the house now.
Well, her name is Spaced Out Mama, so.
But that's really not our problem.
No, it's not.
Hashtag mom.
Confession.
That's what we do every day right here at 7:20, 9:20. Send one in. You might hear yours. Hey, reminder, you can catch up on the podcast anytime, wherever you get yours. Just search Robbie and Rochelle. Go right to the on-demand section on our page, on the homepage, I should say. All right, a couple things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. There's a woman who decides she'd prank her friends, we don't know why, by letting out a random blood-curdling scream, and then this happens. You know, they say the yawns are contagious. Apparently, screams are contagious.
Well, yeah, when someone screams like that, your natural reaction is just to scream back, is it not?
I don't know. Everybody's in the Halloween spirit. Huh?
I guess so.
That is ridiculous. Well, here's some sad news. Tom Morey, the inventor of the boogie board, has died. He was 86 years old. You ever been boogie boarding?
I have been boogie boarding, actually.
Kind of like, you know that book, Computers for Dummies? It's like surfboarding for dummies.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
I didn't have a surfboard. I didn't have money to buy a surfboard. So I fashioned from this particular kind of foam that's used for packing a board.
So it's basically styrofoam in the ocean is what you're talking about there. Guy's a billionaire. Well, there's a woman in Missouri who is being charged with allegedly running nude onto a football field.
Sexy.
In front of an eighth grade football team practice.
Oh, no.
She did her naked run, allegedly, in front of 29 kids under the age of 15.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Naked.
Why are you wet?
Oh, God, you're showing everything covered up, for the love of God.
I hope that wasn't somebody's mom.
We don't know. I don't know what the circumstance is here.
Can you imagine being a 15-year-old boy and your mom is doing whatever she's doing and all of a sudden runs across the football field naked?
I feel like the rest of the kids of the team are like, nice, high five.
Maybe.
Or maybe,
maybe
not.
Maybe not.
Or maybe not. I really don't know. I do know that won't look good on your LinkedIn profile. You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
That's not going to help you in the future. Well, there's a farmer in Wisconsin who grew a 2,500-pound pumpkin, which would have been the heaviest grown in America this year and worth more than $25,000. But it was disqualified because It developed a tiny fingernail-sized crack.
My name's Mike Schmidt, and I grow giant pumpkins.
There he is right there. This is a deal, you know? Like, you see the Olympic athletes, the gymnastics, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
They spend their whole life from age two up, and that's all they do is train 8, 9, 10 hours a day, right? Mm-hmm. Same deal when you're growing a 2,500-pound pumpkin. I mean, he told you right there.
My name's Mike Schmidt, and I grow giant pumpkins.
That's what Mike Schmidt does. He grows giant pumpkins.
He fertilizes for a living.
Looking to win that big old sweet cash prize, and he's got a teeny little crack, and he comes in dos.
Maybe he can win a pie contest. Maybe.
Congratulations to a 100-year-old Australian man. He celebrated his 100th birthday by making a hole-in-one playing golf. His name is Hugh Brown, and of course, someone was there at a video of this as it's happening.
I came up, and I was gesticulating and going on, and I thought, they're annoyed because I hit up on them. I said, where's the ball? They just in the hole.
I have to be honest, and I'm really happy for the man. I don't know what the hell he's saying.
He was looking for his ball, and it was in the hole. That's what they say.
Because you got a hole in one, and
that's
you didn't
right.
realize it.
There you go.
I see. Someone get the man some teeth. He's 100 years old.
Oh, no.
Can't understand him. I'm happy for him, and that's a wonderful achievement. Get the man some dentures, okay? Man, everybody is talking about Adele putting out a new song. I don't know if you happen to be a fan of her work.
Hi, this is Adele.
Mm-hmm.
But just an incredible singer, probably one of the best singers there is. This is her first album this week. In 6 years, her first song in 6 years, and CBS, Paramount Plus have announced they've got Adele One Night Only. They're doing a brand new concert special that's going to run on November the 14th. We were looking at pictures. A friend of mine had met her, and she really is kind of like plastic surgery crazy because she looks nothing like she looked before.
Yeah. I don't know if it's plastic surgery or just overall health. I don't know if that's the reason she looks completely different.
I don't think
but
so. I understand that this could sound like I'm saying that she lost weight and she looks different. That is not what I'm saying at all. The shape of her bone structure looks different.
She has a new nose. Yeah. You know, it's good to have money. She's got the extensions going. She's got the nice makeup. Her skin is flawless. She looks fantastic.
She does look good now.
Yeah.
But it's like she's got a Snapchat filter on her face because it's totally a different person from 5-7 years ago. But you're right. God bless her.
It's what we all actually want.
Clearly,
a Snapchat
I'm
filter.
Just jealous. That's right. There's a thing going viral of people doing Star Wars quotes as Christopher Walken. Because he mentioned in a recent interview, you know who I'm talking about here, right?
Of course.
That he auditioned for the role of Han Solo before it went to Harrison Ford.
Really?
I don't like the sands. It's coarse.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I can see why he didn't get the part. Speaking of impressions, I know we've been talking a bit about how I'm obsessed with meeting Paul McCartney, and his showing up at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing at the end of the month makes me think like I've got a chance. This is unbelievable. Somebody sent me this video. This is actor Simon Pegg. You ever heard of him? He does an impression of all the Beatles. Well, just listen to this.
In terms of doing Beatles impressions, so when you want to do John, you talk like this, it's sort of up there. When you do Paul, it's up there like that. You know, it's sort of much more. And then when you do George, it's sort of over here. And Ringo's right at the front like that, you see.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That was really good.
All four of them, one back to back to back.
I'll be more impressed if he could sing like all four of them at once.
Next dude, Jonas Brothers. And here's a happy story. You'll like this. We're animal people. Mm-hmm. We're unabashed animal people. We support shelter dogs and cats and puppies and whatever.
Sure.
There's a group called Freedom Paws. They pair service dogs with veterans who have PTSD. And one of their dogs recently saved a life. There was a veteran from Illinois named Robert Stouffer, had a heart attack, did not know it, knew that he was having some sort of an issue. His service dog could tell. You know how the animal can tell that there's something wrong?
Yeah.
So the dog starts jumping up and down going crazy, and that inspired him that maybe he should make a phone call, and they said, had that dog not, you know, encouraged you to make the phone call, he might have died. As a matter of fact, after he called 911, he was unconscious when the paramedics got there. And again, they said the dog probably saved his life by encouraging him to call when he did. Is that amazing?
That's amazing.
Dogs know this stuff.
They do.
So do yourself a favor. Get yourself a dog. Get yourself a kitty. Get yourself a parakeet. But have an animal in the house. It makes life better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, world-famous celebrity birthday file. John Krasinski, 42 today. Snoop Double Dizzle for Shizzle, man. He's 50 today.
Please don't ever do that again.
Well, Snoop and I are friends, you know.
Oh, yes. I know.
Would you like to repost the picture of our on-elevator encounter a few years ago?
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I look cool in that picture.
You're very cool. You look so cool next to Snoop Dogg.
I think I look like Harry Potter in the picture.
That's exactly what you look like.
And he looks like Snoop Dogg, you know? So there's your problem right there. William Zabka, he's the guy that plays Johnny Lawrence on the Cobra Kai.
Oh, right.
And we only mention him in the birthday file because he's got the Cobra Kai. But
that's right.
Up until last year, all he had was Karate Kid 30 years ago. But happy birthday, William. Viggo Mortensen, a fine actor, is 63 today. Gone but not forgotten, Tom Petty. Bela Lugosi, the guy that played Dracula in that old 30s movie.
Oh, yes.
You know, good evening. He's the guy that said that vampires talk like these.
You kind of sound like John Travolta.
Oh, my God, Sandy. Today's National Information Overload Day, also National Chicken and Waffles Day.
Ooh, yum.
Oh, my God, I love chicken and waffles. Those are delicious, you know. And happy birthday to the Monster Mash. It was released 59 years ago today.
Oh, fun. You love that song.
That might be one of my favorite. Is that weird that Halloween song is one of my favorite songs?
I mean, it's a little weird, but you're a little weird, so it's okay. Makes sense.
He did the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
We had a caller yesterday that was talking about taking her engagement photos.
Yeah.
Let's talk wedding, shall we?
Okay.
If you could go back and change one thing about your wedding, or if you say to yourself, I'd go back, I'd change one thing about my wedding, I would do what? What would you change? What would you do?
Mm.
Now, I know for us, it would be we'd hire a videographer.
Yeah.
A videographer? A videographer? Is it videographer or videographer?
Videographer.
Videographer.
Yes. Yeah, I would do that. I'd probably get a different dress.
Now, here was my thinking. Well, wait a minute. Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Let's unpack this one at a time.
Okay.
My thinking was that it was like 10 grand to have the guy there with the videotape all day.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Am I exaggerating? Maybe not by much, right?
No, it was maybe not 10 grand, but I think for like the videographer and the photographer together, it was like between seven and 10 grand.
So we figured that people are going to take video on their phone. Yeah. And how much are they really going to, you know, what? We're getting someone to come take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So what's really going to be missed with the people at the bar, people doing the conga, you know?
I
figure it would be just fine. But now in retrospect, you think it would be so nice to have everybody's little snippets of their conversations.
Right. That's all we would have now. So that's like something, yeah. Anybody who asks for advice, I'm always like, make sure
all the
don't...
people that came to our wedding are dead. So it'd be nice to see them.
No, that's terrible. You better knock on wood or something. Wow.
It's a joke.
That's awful.
Okay, it's a joke. But, you know, joking aside, there is a time where that starts to happen and people that you knew are gone or they move away or you don't see them anymore. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to have the video. So if there's anything I could change, that is number one. Why would you change your dress?
I don't know. I feel like...
You didn't like your dress?
No, I mean, I did.
Do you know what that dress cost?
Yes, I do.
So what is this about? This is the first I've ever heard you say
that. No, I love my dress. I feel like I just didn't take enough time to go and... the first time I went and looked... I was with your mom and your sister, and it felt like a special kind of moment, and we were in a special place. So
it was a special moment because you bought a dress before I proposed to you. So you left me with little choice. I feel like it was
that was part of it, too.
Diabolical move.
I was there, so I had to get it so that I could make sure that I'm sealing the deal here. But in retrospect, I wish I would have spent a little more time and maybe tried on some more things. And
so you look back at pictures, you did not like your dress.
Maybe, I don't know if it's I don't like my dress or I don't like me. Like, maybe I wanted a different, like, you know, body, different person, but I think I just wish I would have spent more time.
Rochelle has her stunt double getting married today.
Yeah.
She'll be watching from a nice chair with her headphones on watching the screen.
I think I wish I just would have tried on more. That's
all. I would have changed what I wore because I wore a white sport coat.
Yeah.
With white loafers. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be kind of a slick James Bondy kind of thing. And I look like a fat marshmallow. So I probably
would. No, you didn't.
So maybe if we do this again and renew vows, we both should go with a more classic look.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. So if you can change something, you go back and change something about your wedding. Now, I know we're excluding people. If you're single, you know, you've never been married.
Sure.
There's not much you can say here. But so for the people in our audience here that have been married before mm-hmm. or are married right now, you go back and change something about your wedding. What would you change? So if you could go back and you could change something about your wedding, one thing about your wedding, what would you change? We just learned moments ago that Rochelle did not like her wedding dress, which is stunning to me. I had no idea about it. And that's fine. I just did not know this.
It's not that I didn't like it.
Because I'd like to point out, you went to the place and had one of the stylists from Say Yes to the Dress. We are not kidding about that.
No, I did.
You went to New York for this.
I did.
And did a big fancy deal.
I did.
And this guy's now a television star.
He is.
Rochelle was unimpressed with the dress.
No, that's not what I said. I just said I wish I would have tried on more. I wish I would have taken more than the 2 hours to find
my dress. Can I ask a question?
No.
Answer honestly.
What?
Did this have to do with my mother?
No.
Because my mother was shopping with you. Did she intimidate you? Did she
sure, she intimidated me.
My mother takes forever as well.
She does, but
she's not somebody that is.
Your mom is someone who does know style. Like, she does. She creates.
Did she pick this dress? Because that's true. Yes. I don't know if we've ever mentioned this. My mother teaches fashion design, so she does have a very good eye.
She does.
Did she recommend this dress, or was this your pick?
Here's the thing. When you go...
That's a yes.
No, she didn't pick it out, because when you go, there's so many dresses there that they just bring them into you. And so she didn't. But when I came out, she gave me the encouragement that she really liked this one more so than the other ones that I had
put on. And I know you would trust her opinion, because
of
it is what she does for a living.
And she's very honest. When she didn't like one, she was like, no.
Take it off.
No, that's too tight. That's too long. That's too short.
So what's the problem?
I just feel like I want, like, maybe because we're so far out from it now, like, I just want another dress. I don't know.
You know how you go to Applebee's and you tell them it's your birthday and they come and sing, they give you a free piece of cake or whatever?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that and get new pictures taken and we'll just recreate a wedding? Let's just go to a church on a weekend. Anybody can walk in, right? We'll just tell the guy, look, we're taking pictures. This is our new wedding. Hey, Mr. Priest, will you please help us out?
Would you actually do that?
Well, I mean, we'll pay for it. Yeah, wouldn't that be kind of fun?
That would be awesome.
We'll just pretend it's our wedding day and we'll get the perfect stuff.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Without all the stress of the wedding, I think that's great.
All right. But this has really nothing to do about us. We're asking other people, which is why the phone lines of Facebook are open.
Hannah said, just the weather. My wedding happened the day of a storm, and we were completely rained out from every outdoor picture, so all of my pictures have the same background.
It's good luck when it rains on your wedding
day. It's not good luck. It's the worst.
That's what people say when it rains on your wedding day.
Pam said, we did way too much DIY and ended up costing us more than if we just would have had it done, and the stress was ridiculous. And David said, the bride. Cool, David. Cool.
We should do a meme of my head that just says, DIY, always the wrong answer.
Always the wrong answer.
Always pay a guy, okay? Here's Melissa in Ocean Grove.
I would not let my mother do anything.
That's a great point.
Or your mother-in-law.
I would say we basically threw ours for my mother and father, because it was mostly their friends and cousins I've never met before that were invited.
What did your mother do that kind of ruined your wedding?
What didn't she do? I mean, it was kind of like she basically lived vicariously through me, everything that she didn't get to do at her wedding.
Oh, that's tough.
Are we talking like bridesmaids, dress colors, all those things? She picked all of that and you went along with it?
Yeah, I felt bad. It was, her wedding was pretty lame. So I was like, yeah, sure, Mom. Okay, great.
Well, you're a great daughter.
Thank you.
Tabitha in Hillsdale?
I would change, I think having more pictures taken before the ceremony and the reception, because it was just, you feel like a little more rushed when you're doing things after the ceremony. I would definitely just like start a little bit earlier and get those kinds of pieces of business taken care of a little earlier.
We were just talking about this the other day. We have never really seen our cocktail party because we had a little bite before we came out into the reception for our first dance and all that business. And so
there's a whole portion of our wedding that we missed.
A whole hour that we paid for that we've never seen.
Yes,
it's kind of crazy.
Right. Exactly.
It's he said, she said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
We're talking weddings, matrimony, bliss, wedded bliss today. If you can go back and change one thing about your wedding, you would change what?
Kathy said, I would have picked a different dress. I got married in 82, and every picture looks like I got married in 1982.
We're talking a dress with shoulder pads,
I'm
is my guess.
So.
We got the Delta Burke look going.
Right. Yeah. Got the little tassels on it.
Google it, kids. Just Google it.
Sherry said, I would have walked slower down the aisle. It was my moment, and I was too nervous to enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
And Brandon said, no open toasts. It was a total shit show up there and went on for almost an hour. Got some great stories, though.
Can you imagine just letting anybody and everybody get up?
I don't know why.
This is not a celebration of life. It's a wedding.
Yeah, no open toasts at all. Like, you've got to, no, you designate that to like one, maybe two people who you trust, and that's it.
Although I would be fascinated to imagine who, and I can only think of our wedding, I can only imagine who would have stood up and said something. It'd probably be a person we least suspect, right?
I feel like, I don't know. Grayson probably would have gotten up there, and he was only like two at the time.
Grayson was asleep about 10 minutes in. He wanted no part of any of it. And I don't think it's because it was three. I think it's because he was bored.
I think your Uncle Joe would have gotten up.
Yeah, maybe.
That would have been a fun
speech.
He
was also asleep about halfway through the party, to be honest with you. Maybe one of the criminals we had there?
Yo, stop it. No.
It's a joke.
No.
It's a joke.
Sort of.
Beth in Keensburg?
I'd have to say the aisle. I did not have a center aisle. I got married in a church that had what was very contemporary, had the side aisles that go down. It was like a, like an octagon-shaped church.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
I always wanted to experience walking down a center aisle as a bride.
Mm, I get that.
You ever been to Disney World or anything like that, and you see some of those shows, and they got, Mickey appears behind you, like, where is he? Is he back here? Then you miss it. I can only imagine what it must have felt like to be at a wedding like that.
Well, that's exactly how it was. Everyone was like, where's the bride? I remember people wondering where I was, like where I was going to enter from, because there was no center aisle.
That makes sense. That's interesting.
Other than that,
Well, I hope you never have to do it again.
18 years later and a divorce.
Oh.
Get married again.
Well, I spoke too soon.
Forget the aisle. If you do
I'll
it again, go to the beach.
Yeah.
I will get my center aisle someday. Mark my word.
There you go.